Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Well, welcome to week two of our six-week series on peeling back the layers. And this week, we're going to be talking about peeling back the layers on our identity. Last week, we talked about that tough outer exterior that we put on. So next, we need to get down to the layer of really identifying who we are. And, you know, I've always been big on definitions. And so there was two definitions of identity that really stood out to me. The first definition, part A and B, sameness of essential or generic character in different instances, or sameness in all that constitutes the objectivity, reality of a thing, oneness. Then definition number two, A and B, is the distinguishing character or personality of an individual, so individuality, or the relationship established because of a psychological identification. So I'm really going to focus today on the first part of the first definition and the first part of the second definition. And so the first part is the sameness or essential or generic character in different instances. So that's what I'm going to tackle first. So as I look at myself over the previous 44 years of my life and take into account, you know, that first definition, that sameness of essential or generic character in different instances, I would say that this is the identity I walked around with. I was generic and would show the somewhat same character in different situations. I wanted to really hide who I was because I knew that that person was unlikable, unlovable, unworthy, not smart enough, and the list could go on and on of what I thought about myself. What I thought my identity was. I didn't want anyone to see how broken and really hurt I was at my core, not allowing, you know, that anybody to really start to penetrate that first tough outer layer. But as I've let down that tough outer layer, now I've had to address, you know, my identity and who I was. So I ended up putting on all these massive layers, not only building up the protective layers around my heart, but also putting on layers of weight so that I wouldn't be approachable, so that people really wouldn't want to talk to me. So I, you know, have shared previously that I was once 253 pounds, had gastric bypass surgery, and lost 120 pounds and began a healthier lifestyle, yet my heart didn't change. So there was been a 9-year point here of my life that I've really struggled, although that I've lost the layers of weight, still not wanting to really be approachable or wanting anyone to see that broken little girl that I had inside. And so I layered myself up both physically and mentally. So I was walking around with what the world, I was trying to accept what the world expected of me and what my identity was. I was never, ever fully satisfied with the expectations that were placed on me. You know, not pretty enough, not, you know, we have this kind of look that we're looking for, you know, that the world is looking for, that they show through movies and magazines and everything that we are visually stimulated with on a daily basis on what our identity is. And so for me, because I was never fully satisfied, I was always doubting if I was good enough to measure up to the expectations. I was selfish and self-centered without ever wanting to admit it or see it. So being the way I was, protective and not showing who I really was, I was being selfish and self-centered in that. Then I came across Romans 6 through 9, and I'm going to read it from the Message. Don't suppose for a moment, though, that God's word has malfunctioned in some way or other. The problem goes back a long way. From the outset, not all Israelites of the flesh were Israelites of the spirit. It wasn't Abraham that gave identity here, but God's promise. Remember how it was put, your family will be defined by Isaac. That means that the Israelite identity was never racially determined by sexual transmission, but it was God determined by promise. Remember that promise. When I come back next year at this time, Sarah will have a son. So we're going back to the Old Testament and going back into the lineage of which we, you know, which Christ came from and now which we have all come from. And God tells us, he promises us that our identity is going to come from him. That lineage that he created for us to come from is our identity, that God created that identity. That my identity wasn't decided by the world, but was decided by God. I really struggled for a long time with this, and what I was actually supposed to be doing with my life. I was confused on who I was. You know, I had spent most of my adult life to that point, you know, being a young mom at 21, having two kids at 23, I was a mom. That's what defined me. I was Jason's wife and I was a mom. And when your kids grow up, you know, that whole empty nest thing that you move into, you know, you start a different phase of your life. You have to be, you become a different kind of mom. It's not that everyday interaction and teaching and disciplining and doing what moms do, you know, cleaning up after their kids' rooms or yelling at them or whatever it is that we do as moms, which, trust me, I've run the gamut. That identity kind of goes away when they're adults. And I had my identity wrapped up in my children and their lives and what they were doing because I didn't know what my own identity was. And I think part of that has, I wish I would have discovered this a lot sooner because I think I could have been a better mom to my kids. I could have been a better example of what it is to know that you were truly created and designed for. I could never really just be me. I didn't know what my purpose was, so I was lost. So now we're going to move into the second definition, and that is distinguishing character or personality of an individual, individuality. So when I was at my deepest, darkest place, wondering if I would make it out, when I begged for God to give me hope and guide me, I asked him, why am I still here? What was I created for? Because I didn't feel that I was worthy of the creation that he created. So one day I just opened up my Bible, and this was kind of a little ritual I started going through when he showed me the light and I began to really start to get into his word. And what I would do is I would just open my Bible and wherever it fell is where I would start reading and learning. And so the first day that I just opened up my Bible, after asking these questions, I opened it to Psalms 139. And I'm going to read to you verses 13 through 16 of the NIV version and how this really had a profound impact on me. So verse 13, for you were created my inmost for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now, when you're a woman as desperate and dark a place that I was in, reading this was a huge aha moment for me, I guess you would call. It was a validation for me. God was telling me that I was worthy, that He created me. Although my parents physically had to create me, He knew who I was going to be before I was even going to be it. And He knew the struggles that I would have. He knew the path that He was laying before me to get me to the point that I am today. So that really gave me a whole new perspective on my identity and who I was, and that it was really predetermined for me. My days were already written before one of them had come to be, that God had this whole thing written out for me, and He has it written out for you. No matter where you're at, your life, your identity is already written in His book. And let me tell you, it's taken me like 44 plus years to discover my identity, but I'm here now, and I am working towards the identity He gave me. I realized that what I truly wanted and truly needed was to know what I was created for and why He made me for that purpose. So I began to really see the identity I was supposed to have. I was created unique and original. He gave me a distinguishing character and my own special personality. He blessed me with gifts and talents that He has given, and I am now just truly starting to discover what those are and how I can use them. Now, mind you, I'm still walking this journey, and guess what? The journey does not end until we die or we're called to heaven to be with Him. We are always in this constant learning, growing, making decisions, you know, really in the state that we're just constantly working and growing and walking with God. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be all that we expect, because He has already got us. He is going to lead the way, and He is going to give us what we need. And so, but I'm comforted now knowing that my identity is in Christ and not what the world expects of me. I don't have to be, you know, what the definitions that the visual definitions that I'm getting on a daily basis from TV or from movies or whatever that is. I don't have to accept those as my identity. My identity is in who God created me to be. So God not only gives us gifts and talents that are unique to us, but He instructs us that we're supposed to use them. And it's not for our own selfish gains, but He's very specific about what our identity in Christ means and what our identity should do. And I'm going to read Luke 6:35 through 36 in the Message. And this one is going to be a hard one to really grasp. I tell you, love your enemies, help and give without expecting in return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out this God-created identity the way our Father lives towards us, generously and graciously. Even when we're at our worst, our Father is kind. You be kind. Now, let me tell you, that is a bit of a hard one to swallow because it's easier not to love our enemies. It's easier to hold grudges. It's easier to just let the past eat at us. Let them get under our skin. It's just easier to be mad at them than to forgive them and to love them. God loves us in our worst, deep, dark places. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything about us. Yet he still gives us this unconditional love, and we are still forgiven for all the stupid stuff we do. So we are expected in our God-created identity to show that same unconditional love, although we're not capable of it. We are to show that love to those that we don't like, to the ones that we don't consider, you know, part of, you know, a group that we hang out with, for those that we consider our enemies. We are to love them. We are to give to them graciously and generously. It is a hard one, and it is a learning process every single day. But it is part of who and why we were created. So when we choose to accept who and whose we are, this becomes what we need to be doing and what we're called to do. And it's not easy, mind you. I struggle with it every single day, but luckily every single day I get to start over again, and I get to really, truly, with all my heart, try to give generously and graciously to those that I don't like and that I consider my enemy. And part of that is forgiving them. And part of that is just honoring who they are, accepting them for who they are. Because I want people to accept me for who I am. They may not like me. I may be somebody's enemy. I may have said something to hurt someone. And I would want to be accepted for who I was. So I'm learning that I've got to learn to accept others for who they are. So as we start to let down the layers, so we've kind of broken through that tough outer layer, that big, huge wall that we put around our heart that protects the other layers down beneath, we can know now that we don't have to let the world define those layers for us. Our identity and who we are is truly found in the cross, truly found in Christ. And as we start to break down those layers, we can really get to the heart of who we are. And it's easier for God to actually penetrate through those layers. You know, not only do we build up the layers to those around us, but we built up those layers to God too, and we have to let him get through those layers so that we can truly be this person that he created us to be. So I just really want to encourage you to take a look at your identity and who you really are at your true core being. What gifts, what talents, what has God given you that's making you unique, making you special? That special personality, that special way that you do things. What is it about that that you can use to really start to show who you are, instead of letting that world-created identity or that identity that you've created for yourself, like I had, that I was unworthy, unlikable, unlovable, not smart enough, not this, not that, but really letting God define that. God define my identity. I am unique and I'm special. I was created. He knew me before I was even born, and he wrote every single day down in a book before ever one day was lived. That's an aha moment. And I really encourage you to take a deeper look at that. this series has become really special to me because I know what those layers are. I know what it is to try to break through those layers and allow people to start letting them into who you are. I mean, this is not easy to expose who you are, what you think about yourself. And it's all for His glory and to share with you that you're not alone. That you can have all those feelings about yourself. Doesn't matter what your past is. Doesn't matter what the things that have happened to you. But to know that God created you and is making you this wonderful, special person that He created you to be, and accepting that goes, it just is a whole different ballgame after that. So I'm excited for next week when we're going to talk about beauty and peeling back the layer on what we define as our beauty and what God defines as our beauty. I hope you guys have a really great one, and I will see you next week. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.